across the UK.
This is BBC Five Live, Saturday Breakfast.
Now, today, the 10th of November, is Equal Pay Day. It's been named that by the equality and women's rights charity, the Fawcett Society, and effectively it means that women work for free for the rest of the year due to the gender pay gap. Kate Cooper is Head of Research, Policy and Standards at the Institute of Leadership and Management. Good morning to you.
Hello.
How do you calculate this idea that women are now working for free for the rest of the year?
We look at the gender pay gap, which shows us the difference between, on average, what men earn and what women earn, and that's at 14%. So actually, by the time we've got to 86% through the year, women have stopped earning, effectively, if you just compare that to what men earn.
And some women are talking about putting their out of office up on their emails to say, right, OK, I'm not working anymore. I mean, that's sort of a tongue-in-cheek comment on it all.
Essentially, it's drawing attention to something that's quite important in quite a way that we all understand out of office, what that means, and the idea you're sort of clocking off on November the 10th till the end of the year because you're not being paid is quite amusing.
So why is there still a pay gap in this country?
Well, there's a variety of reasons, as there always are, but essentially more men are in senior positions, more women are more likely to work part-time, and more women are overrepresented in lower paid occupations.
And we've had a lot of discussion about this in the last kind of 18 months or so. The BBC, of course, had to publish their salaries back in last summer as well. Have things improved since then? I mean, did that make a lot of companies sit up and take notice and say, right, we need to change?
It's too early to say because, of course, we've only just reported quite recently on this. I think I was particularly heartened by the degree of participation in the publication, although loads of companies did leave it to the last minute. Some companies were particularly embarrassed by the size of their gap. So I think this time next year, if this day hasn't shifted, then we really have to ask questions about how are we going to change what are essentially structural inequalities.
There is a biological fact in this that women who are lucky enough to be able to have children, most of them will take a gap in their careers. So is that enough to explain why there is a gender pay gap?
Not really, because the penalty, such as it is for being a woman, is whether you're a mother or not. So, of course, women don't progress in organisations. It's not that mothers don't progress in organisations. And, of course, especially as our working lives are getting longer and longer, the gap that you're out for children, given in the UK, you know, we're not even having about 2.4 children for those women that do have them. You're not out of the workforce for very long. So it's really, the penalty is disproportionate.
Finish your point, Kate.
I was just going to say, often people get time off to do exciting sabbatical things, maybe like swim around the UK or go on a round the world yacht adventure. And that's just taking time out of the workplace.
Very interesting to talk to you, Kate. Thank you very much indeed. Kate Cooper, who is Head of Research, Policy and Standards at the Institute of Leadership and Management.